B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Okay, so it's Hot Health for the Holidays. We're live in Haverhill right now with Janet. How are you, Janet?
Pretty good.
Janet, you're such a smiley person. You welcomed all these strangers. Like, what did you think when you saw all these strangers at your door?
When I saw all of you at the door, and I saw Shannon behind, I said, no, this has to be from the radio station. And what am I going to say? No, you can't come in. Yeah. You're already here.
We got some good stuff. So now tell us like what your like a day-to-day type of situation is for you.
I get up at 5. Mm-hmm. I do have a boyfriend. He don't live here, but he stays here. And when he stays here, I get up at 5. I make him lunch, make him his breakfast, send him off. And then when I'm up, I take a shower. I whatever doesn't get done at the night before, I get it done. Then I get the children up at 6 so they can start fixing their room, taking showers. The other one gets up at 7. Bianca is usually up at 4 watching the news. Oh, so I'm up in the news at 5 o'clock in the morning. She's already telling me what's up. And she gets herself ready. I give her her meds, make them breakfast. Bianca lives first, then Knowledge lives second, and the last one to leave the house is Legend.
Yeah, can we just say that real quick that
oh, yeah.
We have her, now her grandson's names are Knowledge and Legend, mm-hmm. which I think is amazing. Those are like the best names ever, and it sounds like, Janet, you spend your entire life taking care of other people is what it sounds like.
Yes, but I also used to work at the hospital because that's what I like. But due to the my condition and also having mm-hmm. fibromyalgia,
yeah.
I'm not allowed to be moving the patients anymore.
Okay.
And then I used to work at a doctor's office up in North Andover, and I loved it. I was there for 2.5 years, but then my rotator cuff broke in 3 places.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
goodness. And it had nothing to do with my work. It's because I'm wild and I like the kickboxing and the
get out of here.
All that stuff. So that did it. So when I had my surgery, I was out for 6 weeks. When I came back, I had to get it redone 2 months later.
Oh my God.
So what I did was I have a friend Rosa who was unemployed at that moment. So I asked Dr. Armano, who I used to work with, mm-hmm. and I asked him if I can train her and she can take over my job. And we agreed upon that.
Okay.
And what I was going to do is my last week working, I was going to give her half of my paid. And he said, no, I'll pay her whatever.
Oh, my God.
And so she kept my job. And actually, it was a good match. He's very happy with her services.
Why? This is going to be a weird question, but why are you so nice?
I'll be very honest.
Like, you go, it seems like you go out of your way to do
yes.
extra stuff for people.
I'd be very honest because when I was young, when I was a child growing up, I didn't have a great relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not her favorite child, even though I was her oldest child. Mm-hmm. But my mom was sick, so I was the one who had to take care of her. And when I was growing up, my dad's grandma, she was a Jehovah's Witness, and she always used to tell me that no matter how bad people are towards you, you are not to give them the same treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to tell her, Abuelita, you want me to give my other cheek so I could get slammed harder? Mm-hmm. And she says, sometimes you have to. And that's how you teach people without being mean, without using dirty words, that their behavior is not acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And I always kept that.
That's amazing.
It would be amazing if everybody in this world had that same spirit. Unfortunately, not everybody is like that, but we really appreciate you and your spirit today. We really do.
All right. So first of all, we want to surprise you for Christmas. Were you expecting like a good holiday? Or?
No, not so much for me, but I wanted some, you know, not a great or a good holiday, but something that the children will be, you know, happy with.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was struggling to get.
Okay. Well, we're going to help you with that right now. The first thing before any gifts is you need a Christmas tree. So, bring in the Christmas tree.
Yes.
Right there. Boom.
Yay. We got a tree.
And decorations.
Yes.
And decorations.
So, if you don't mind, can we set that up in your living
yes.
room?
Yes. You can move that chair out because that's what I was planning to put the Christmas tree.
Perfect. Right there. Do we need to move any animals? Because you have a lot of animals.
No.
You have birds. She has turtles.
She's got a cat.
She just told a story of her turtle that ran away. And I'm like,
yeah,
jumped off the porch.
I'm like, how slow right. was that right. turtle running away?
Not only that, but who would want to run away from Janet?
Yeah.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.